And that's when I began to develop the model, the community partnership model, Stay in the Blue.
So and now, what does that mean, Stay in the Blue?
You know, actually, Stay in the Blue is really a profound initiative. It's a it depends on who you ask. And let me explain that. If you were to ask a scientist what the blue is, the scientist will say to you, well, it's a low level of activity in the color spectrum. It's the foundation of perception. Now, if you were to ask a school teacher what's the blue, he or she would probably tell you that it's a way that a child can identify their own behavior through the instant recall of color. If you ask the clergy will probably tell you, well, it's God's word in code, or it's righteousness. If you were to ask the police officer will probably say, well, it's an interpretation of action or no action or a reaction. And if you were to ask the parents may say to you that it is it's a way to raise a child to comply so that in its latter years it will conform. And then to some, it may be just an acronym that represents bring, love, unity, and excellence. So that's what the blue is. It's an invisible forum. And the good news about it is that it doesn't take any energy. You know, it's a belief that, you know, if you believe something, it just doesn't take any energy. But it's so profound that RG and I focus primarily on this weekend, primarily on two categories. One, the educational institutions as it relates to the bullies, and the unrest between the citizens and the police confrontations. So those are the ones that we're going to respond to this weekend because it's very urgent. And if you will allow me to, I'd like to address the bullies first because there's a relationship between the bully and what's going on with the citizens and the police. Okay. Now, the bully in its early stages of some children have a tendency and a desire to control. I think any parent or any teacher who has experience of working with kids will know that. However, they may have a false understanding about themselves and how they are to function in a school setting. So we know there is power in staying in the blue, in the even the color blue. But this power that's in the blue is mistaken by the bully as weakness. So the bully doesn't know the difference between power and strength. Or he doesn't understand why he has a desire for strength. Therefore, he competes by fighting or even kill others. And they somehow must prove themselves strong. But when they become frightened, they become frightened only when they perceived as being weak. And this fear is the source of their tendency towards violence and control. The same holds true when confronted with those that have legal authority over them. And see, this is the critical part here. This misunderstanding has cost the lives of many family members. However, this downward trend of losing our young children to violence, drugs, street gangs, we feel can be reversed. And we know that these kids have different personalities, visions, skin color, and size. And I can affirm this fact as I have traveled all over the world, and I've seen similar patterns everywhere, no matter the language they speak or the nationality. The tendencies are the same. For example, when a bully doesn't understand what the teacher is teaching, he will or she will lack knowledge. No matter how many times he listens to something, if he doesn't understand it, it's not his. Mm-hmm. And it can lead him out of his dream or out of his purpose. So when we present the Stay in the Blue model, for example, it's a community model, this model will introduce the levels of choice. And it gives an opportunity in times of confrontation to avoid consequences of escalation. Even a child can identify his or her behavior status through instant recall without the embarrassment of describing the act or the actions. In most sheriff's offices or police officers or in law enforcement community, they have a model. They have a use of force model. And this model governs the behavior of the police when it comes to the use of deadly force. But now we have a model. The community has a model. And that's the vision that that Archie and I had, is to present a model for the community.
And this is a model that will be primarily for the purpose of doing what? Empowering the community members or what?
Beg your pardon?
What would be the primary purpose of this community model?
Yes. This model, in other words, a lot of the citizens and a lot of the young people, they really don't have the expectations, don't know what to expect from the police officers when they get stopped or when they have confrontations. And the same pretty much with bullies in the school as it relates to the teacher. And I'm amazed that our government is really turning to the church for answers.
Interesting. We got to hear more about that. I'm gonna ask you to leave that with us right there for the moment.
Okay.
Especially, and ladies and gentlemen, I imagine that a lot of you are finding this interesting, because some of you may recall that one of our discussions in the past week was how Americans overall are saying that they really expect the church to provide less and less answers or solutions to the problems, the social problems we face. But Dr. Graves is saying the church can be helpful. Let's hear more about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Okay.
Forward thinking. That's been part of the program, speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. from the beginning. We bring programming that is innovative and that encourages us to think ahead as we anticipate what lies ahead.